Hey, welcome back. Happy hump day. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Great to be with you on this Wednesday. I have to tell you, I had a great turnaround. So leaving work yesterday, I felt a little run down. I'm not going to lie. I felt a little run down. It's been hectic, and you know, in the back of your mind, when you've got sick people around you, you just assume that eventually you're going to get sick, right? You breathe the same air, that eventually you're going to get what everyone else is having. So yesterday, felt run down, and let me tell you, slept great, slept through the morning. Thank you to my bosses. Thank you to James Stelliano for coming in early and giving me the morning off. It was great. And now I am feeling fine and ready to spend the next 4 hours with you. So let's just wanted to address the miscommunication there. My name is Joe Beamer. I'm in for Tom Bowerly. And it is Wednesday, and we have a lot to get to. Robbie Raw is going to be joining us in the 4 o'clock hour today, and looking forward to that, talking about your New Year's fitness resolutions. Also talking a little about the trends. I want to ask her about this this ad I keep seeing on Facebook. It pops up. I've gotten real big into the Facebook Reels, which I know I should just download TikTok, but I don't want to, so I'm going to stick with the Facebook Reels and the YouTube Shorts. That's where I get my video, my social media video content. And there's this video that keeps popping up, and it's this guy, and he's in great shape, and he's saying, "What do you think I'm eating for dinner? This salad or this pizza?" And obviously, you look and go, "Well, you're in great shape. You're obviously going to have the salad." He goes, "I don't look like this because I got by eating salad." He goes, "I'm having this pizza tonight." It's like, oh, well, I make the same decisions and my pants don't fit. So I want to ask her about that trend. It seems to be all over the internet. And Dr. Drew's now in these ads. And it's like, you don't have to eat like this to look like that. Like, oh, really? Well, I would have liked that memo 4 years ago. But we'll ask Robbie about that. You know, it's also, you can't believe everything that you see on the internet, obviously. So we'll get with that. 4 o'clock, Robbie Raw will be joining us here on News Radio 930 WBEN. But I did promise you yesterday, and I'm going to come through on my promise, that we will ask people who were at the Amherst Town Board meeting, Town Hall meeting, whatever it was called, to call in. What happened? What did we learn? You heard very little about it. So if you were there and you want to give us an update on what we were talking about yesterday, I would like to follow through with that update. 803-0930, star 930. Phone lines will be open for the entire show and whatever topic we're talking about. If that's the time you can call in, please do so. Because, again, if you missed the show yesterday, I was talking about going to holiday gatherings. And, you know, one of the top topics that was being discussed, and again, I'm not the one to bring up current event topics, right? You see me at a party or at a gathering. I guess the older you get, it's a gathering, not a party. You see me at a gathering, you're going to most likely hear me talking about the Bills, the Mets, the Hokies, the Sabres. I usually won't bring up newsy current events because I talk about that here. But if it's brought up to me, I will definitely join in the conversation. And one of the top things that was brought up was the tax hike in Amherst. So I know it's what's being talked about, especially in the town of Amherst. So if you're at that meeting, give us a call, 803-0930, star 930. We'd like to hear from you. And while we're on the topic of politics, you know, I do my fair share of being on the socials. As much as I will say, you know, reality, the real world does not live on social media. The real world is not on social media. Right? You have to look up from your phone, look up from your computer. The real world is out there. It's outside. It's where you are now. That's not a screen. That's the real world, right? Now, I know there's a lot of people, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of people who love living on social media because on social media, they are someone they never were in the real world. I get that. I don't have that problem. I've never had a problem with who I am. I've always loved who I am, and I'm proud of most of the decisions I've made in my 35 years of living. But I get it. There's a lot of people, and, you know, the sad thing is, it used to be, you know, people in their teens. Now it's older people, right? People in their 40s, 50s, and 60s who they love living online with their blog that, you know, two people read, and their X account and their Blue Sky account. And they love to live on that because they can be a person they never were in the real world, right? They can have their 12,000 followers, but in the real world, they've never talked to more than three people at one time. That's why they don't want to come to this reality. They don't want to look at this reality. Their reality is not outside. Their reality is not outside these screens. Their reality is on social media because they have 12,000 followers. They've never had this many people know who they are, recognize them. So they got to keep this persona online because they're popular. There's something they've never achieved in the real world. But for most of us, the real world is not on the on computers. But I do like to skim Twitter and Facebook and all that. And there's a weird trend I'm noticing on social media. And it's people defending the money politicians bring in. And to me, that is just absolutely weird is the best word I can come up with. I wish I could extend my vocabulary, but weird is the word I can come up with. Because we're talking about people who have no connection to politics or politicians, right? They're just some nobody online, which, by the way, I consider myself a nobody. Nobody online. And they are tweeting things in response. You know, if someone says, I can't believe, let's say the county executive, I can't believe the county executive makes $106,000. Now, I'm not sure that's the actual amount, so don't hold me to it. But let's just say the county executive made $106,000. And, you know, someone tweets that out. And then you would have someone, again, no connection to the county executive, doesn't work for the county executive, just a average citizen commenting, I think he should make more. How could you be questioning this? Blah, 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 blah. And I just look at that and go, what do you gain off defending politicians making more money? Or even worse, when someone will call out, you know, our members of Congress and Senate who allegedly only make, you know, their six-figure salary, but they own three houses, right? They travel the world. You go, where do they get this money from? I thought they were only making this. And then someone will, you know, well, they've devoted their life to public service. How could you? How could you defend someone? I just don't get. Number one, I don't get why you waste your time defending that. But it's a weird trend, and I'm noticing it more and more. Right? It's the same people who, when gas prices were $4, the same people are on social media telling you that $4 wasn't a lot for gas. It's like, what do you gain? Again, not connected to politics in any way. Average citizen, what do you gain by defending $4 gas prices? I've never understood it. It's the weirdest thing, and you see it so often on social media. Like, I don't care if, you know, my best friend in the world was the president. If gas was $4, I'm going to bash and talk about how awful it is that gas is $4. I've never understood people defending that. And you see it more and more. Defending the salaries of politicians. Defending inflation. Well, it's got to happen. Does it? Again, if $4 a gallon for you was not a big deal, congratulations. We are all very proud of the success you've had. But I'll just never understand defending that. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not the kind of person. If eggs are $4, I'm going to complain about eggs being $4. I don't care who's in the White House. If gas is $4.50, right, when I was delivering pizzas and gas had gone up to $4.25 back in the mid-2000s, I don't care how much I liked the person or didn't like the person in the White House, $4.25 a gallon of gas was ridiculous. But you'll have people, because they like the person in the White House, defending it. I mean, is that really how you're making your decisions now? Defend everything that's going on because you like or don't like the person in the White House? But you see it on social media. And that's exactly what it is. Right? One person can do no wrong. And the other person, you know, everything they do is wrong. But again, I don't know, my wallet doesn't change. What you know, $4 isn't different depending on who's in the White House. And you see this more and more. And, you know, people now are questioning, you know, Joe Biden, where do you get all this money? I mean, I think we'll eventually find out, but where do you get all this money? Where's all this money come from? And you have people defending the fact that Joe Biden has a lot of money. Even though the guy has been in public service his entire life. That's all he's done. He's not held a real job. He's, you know, I think he was in Congress, and I know he was in Senate for most of my life, vice president, and now the president. You know, but he's had all these different forms of income, and you just have people who will just sit on social media and defend it. And that's a really weird way to spend your day. defending someone that you have no connection to, defending someone who, again, if it was, you know, if you were right in front of this person and said, "Can I borrow $1,000?" He'd probably say no, but you're going to spend your day defending $4 gas prices. I don't know. To me, it's just crazy. And I saw it this morning. I saw just someone I went to high school with. I'm not going to call out who it was, but someone I went to high school with defending against a post from like 3 months ago. On, you know, if you're on X and someone replies to something from a long time ago, the original will come up and then their reply if you follow them. And they were defending the money that I think it was the Assembly was getting a raise. And this person, again, no connection to the Assembly. They don't even work in politics. And they go on this like three-tweet defense of the Assembly getting more money. Now, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, Conservative, Working Families, whatever party you align with. Does anyone really think that the Assembly has earned the raise that they gave themselves? Is anyone really happy when Congress gives themselves a raise? Was anyone really happy when the Erie County Legislature gave themselves a raise? Like, isn't that one thing we can agree on, no matter on our political opinions? That, you know, government officials are starting to get paid a little too much? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. 803-0930, star 930. I thought it was weird. I wanted to share it with you. 803-0930, star 930, if you have any thoughts on that. Also, I want to get on this social media thing as well. Like, do you know someone who lives on social media? And, like, it used to be when you said that, you met someone in high school, right? When you said, do you know someone who lives on social media, you were usually talking about someone's child, right? You were talking about someone maybe in college or fresh out of college. I mean, but now you are talking about grown people in their 50s and 60s who are just living on social media. And the only thing I can think of is, well, they get to be someone on social media they never were in the real world. Have you seen this? Do you have an example of this? Don't use any names. But do you have an example of this you want to share? 803, I wasn't going to do that as a topic, but Tanner, as I was saying it, I'm like, Joe, that sounded brilliant. I didn't even plan it. And it just came out of my mouth. And now I'm thinking, well, maybe we should bring that up. Maybe we should throw that to the floor at 803-0930, star 930. Because it's not a young person's problem anymore. I mean, there are people who have kids who are just living on social media, buried in their phone, buried in their computer at work. And they've just made it their life being this person online that, again, I'm talking about people I know who were not that person in the real world. And maybe we could dig even deeper into that. You know, people just not being happy of who they are, of who they've been. I don't know. I think it's kind of sad. And, you know, I always say it's fine to check social media, see what's going on, see what people are saying. But there is nothing better. And if I can't believe I still have to have this conversation after the pandemic, but there is nothing better than a face-to-face conversation. Right? I mean, at the very least, a voice phone call. There is nothing better than that. Living on text, living on replies to a post on Facebook, it's just not the same. And you would think after the pandemic, when we were doing everything on video and long distance and social distancing, you would think that people would really have started appreciating face-to-face conversations, being in the same room as someone, going out and spending time with physically with somebody, not through text messages. And, you know, I thought we would be a lot closer to 99 than we were in 2020, but it seems like people are just using that as an excuse, the pandemic as an excuse, to even be more social distant 4 years later. You know, more people don't want to go to work. You still have people, I'm not going back to the office. I don't want to work in the office. Now, I didn't have the experience of not working in the office. I was here during the whole pandemic. But let me tell you, if you were holding me away from other people, I mean, I would have taken the first opportunity to be back with people in a social setting as soon as it was offered. But 4 years later, you still have people who just don't want to congregate with other people, don't want to communicate face-to-face. It's just easier to text them. You ever hear that? Like, you know, oh, I think I'm going to call so-and-so. Oh, it's just easier to text them. I mean, I've been guilty of it too. But I don't know. It's pretty sad to let your life go by and doing everything you can to avoid social interaction. And unfortunately, I think that's a problem, a definite problem for the younger generations. 803-0930, star 930. I threw a lot of stuff at you. If you have a comment on any of it, give us a call. If you're at the Amherst Town Board meeting yesterday, give us a call. I'd love to hear what happened. Love to hear a follow-up on yesterday's discussion. It's Beamer in for Bowerly on a Wednesday on WBEN. Welcome back. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Good to be with you on this Wednesday, 803-0930, star 930. That is the number to get on if you were at the Amherst Town Board meeting yesterday. We had a few callers call in saying they were going to go. We'd love to hear what happened. Love to hear a follow-up, 803-0930. And, you know, whenever you can call in, doesn't have to be during this segment, or text in. Whatever way. Also, social media. I wasn't going to bring this up, and then it just came up as I was talking. Social media and just noticing people's activity. Now, I have to be honest. So when I started my Twitter account, which is now X, it was a school assignment. I probably wouldn't have been on Twitter until like 2015 if it wasn't for my pop culture class. We had to have an active Twitter account. This is when it first came out, you know, when I first was aware of it, 2008. And we had to tweet from that account once a day. This was a college course, by the way. Once a day, we had a tweet from the Twitter account. And you know, at times, I probably tweet more than I do anything else in social media, right? But if you've been to my Twitter, I mean, it's Virginia Tech football, the Bills, and the disappointing Mets, right? I mean, that's most, and promoting when I'm going to be on the air. That's my Twitter account. But you'll see some people, I mean, it seems as if they are living on their social media, right? Now, there's nothing wrong with a photo dump here and there on Instagram or Facebook, right? You know, holidays, you have a bunch of pictures you post. You know, my wife will put a picture of our son up every month to, you know, 5 months this month, 6 months. That's fine. But when it's literally every day, right? And it's just, eventually it just becomes the page that you ignore because this person is always posting something. And it's, you get the feeling this person is posting morning, afternoon, and night. You worry if this person actually has a life outside of their social media, right? I mean, there's always that person. As soon as you post something, you know they're going to comment on it, no matter what. I have a family member who's like this. If I on Facebook, I used to post more political stuff on Facebook. I don't as much anymore. But when I did, There's a family member I knew as soon as I posted something, especially during the 2016 election, as soon as I posted something, within 5 minutes, there would be a comment from that family member. Never failed. And I'm sitting there going, either this person is glued to their newsfeed, or even scarier, this person is having notifications sent to their phone or tablet every time I post something. And again, this used to be an issue of, teens, millennials when they were in their 20s. But this, I think it goes beyond millennials, even though now millennials are older, right? We can't take the blame for everything. You see people in their 50s and 60s, and it's as if they are just living on social media, right? And you also have the person that you can predict the post, right? You know what they're going to post and when they're going to post it. And again, it's not the 35-year-old. It's not me. It's the 60-year-old who, as soon as you see something happen, you know you can go to X and it's going to be posted. And I hate to pick on the county executive, but he is just he is the perfect example of what I'm talking about, right? You know, Saturday, I don't have to say what the date is Saturday, but you know Saturday, one of the most active X accounts on the website will be the county executive, right? I mean, no one doubts that. It'll be nonstop. You can predict it. I mean, there's a lot of other people we can probably predict on Saturday. Their accounts will be nonstop. But you can predict it. It's going to happen on Saturday. And anytime something happens, you know you can get a reaction from the county executive. If something national happens, now, if something happens in the county, he might not react to it. And you might still be waiting for his reaction. But national politics, if Donald Trump says something, oh my, Mark Poloncarz will have his commentary ready to go. And then he will screenshot his Facebook post and put it on his Twitter account. It's exactly what will happen. And we're talking, again, this isn't, we used to make these jokes about, you know, people, about teenagers and people in their 20s, but now it's everyone, and it seems to be more older people. What's your experience? 803-0930, star 930. I'd really like to hear if you have an experience, someone you know. Don't use names. Please don't use names. Unless it's a public official, then we can use names. But if there's someone that, you know, you see their nonstop social media use, and you're kind of like, oh, is this person okay? And again, it's... it's something that you notice so much in the years leading up to 2020. But I really thought the pandemic, when we were forced to be at home, when we were forced to be away from others, I really thought when we got out of that, which, I mean, for me, I've been out of it for 3 years. I don't know about you. But once we got out of that, I really thought you would have people less on their phones texting, right? I thought you would have people at every chance they could going to places to congregate, even if that's work. I thought you would have more of that. And 4 years removed, we still have people that live on their social media and people who are fighting to stay at home from work, fighting to stay away from people. Now, don't get me wrong. People can be annoying, right? I'm probably a prime example of that. But you see what the alternative is. When you can't go and see anybody, when you are literally forced to stay home because if you go out, the establishment you are at will get shut down. I just really thought that would have changed the way we approach social interaction. And to this point, it really doesn't seem 4 years later that it seems that people are just happy being in front of their screen, happy being by themselves. And I think that's pretty sad, if you ask me. So I said this in 2020, and in 2024, I still believe it. I get the opportunity to hang out. I mean, obviously now I can't jump at the opportunity to hang out on a last-minute whim because, you know, I have a kid at home. But I will take every opportunity to hang out and to be around people, right? I mean, for me, that's usually a sporting event or going out for a sporting event. That's what I love to do. Last Friday, UB was playing Niagara. Awesome atmosphere. You had a ton of Niagara fans, a ton of UB fans at the game across the street. That was great. That was awesome. You know, I just, I, And it's, I don't hate being at home. Don't get me wrong. I don't hate being in my apartment with my family. That's awesome. But I like being around people. I like socializing with people face to face. And I think too many people want to just communicate via text or via a post on social media. And I don't know. Maybe I'm just repeating myself too much. But I think that is, I wish more people saw the value in face-to-face communication. That's all. 803-0930, star 930, if you would like to comment on that today. Also, don't forget Robbie Raw's coming up at 4 to discuss fitness-related resolutions. And hopefully whatever your New Year's resolution is or was, hopefully 3 days in you're sticking to it. Or if you're like me, you could just say, well, I had a curveball thrown. I'm going to get back on that resolution tomorrow. Before Robbie comes in, though, I would like to know if anyone has tried out the new Dave's Hot Chicken on the Boulevard. Tanner, have you tried Dave's Hot Chicken, this new fast food place?
No, I have not, but I'm pretty sure that's the place that Mr. Max Ferry over there always frequents, and he's been making me want to try it, but I have not done so yet.
Yeah, I would like to. My wife said, hey, let's have one more not so good for you dinner, and then, you know, hydrate up, clean it all out, and start fresh tomorrow. I'm telling you, that Dave's Hot Chicken, the social media post, whoever's in charge of the social media post should get a raise. It looks amazing. But I want to know if anyone's actually tried it, if it's any good. I don't want to waste. You know when you have like a splurge meal, right? Like this meal. Calories don't count tonight. You want it to be a good meal, right? You don't want to waste it on something that's disgusting. So I just want to know if it's worth it. Like, I don't live close to Dave's Hot Chicken, so if I'm going to have it, I'm going to get it after work and bring it home. So if anyone out there has had the Dave's Hot Chicken and wants to give me their experience with it, I would like to know. 803-0930 on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Yes, I'm looking for dinner suggestions. I'm looking for dinner suggestions in the middle of the show. On the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, someone says, I love working from home, but I also enjoy going out and seeing people I like to spend time with. But commuting to and from work and dealing with coworkers who I never be friends with only stresses me out. This texter brings up a great counterpoint. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong, and tell me if I am. I don't think the majority of people, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is the majority of people, because I completely understand this texter's point, right? Commuting to and from work, it's a hassle. And if you're getting the same job done at home that you were when you were in the office, then that really shouldn't be a problem. As long as you're supplementing it with going out and still having social interactions, because I think there are some people who are working from home who have not left their house in 4 weeks, right? They get their groceries delivered to them. They get their meals delivered to them. They sit at home, they work from home, and they never leave. Now, that's probably not the majority, but those people exist. And to me, that's scary. That someone would prefer to just, because there are people. There are people who can't have those daily social interactions, right? They have to hope, they have to have people come over and hang out with them. And, and they would love the opportunity to go out and see people's faces. And I just, you don't want to waste time until it's too late, I guess is the point I was making. You know what I mean? Life is too short to stay closed up inside. But this texter makes a great point, counterpoint. They love to work from home, but hey, they still go out and see people who they like to spend time with. I like the last part. And it keeps me from dealing with coworkers who I'd never be friends with. I think that's, again, I'm not here. I love everyone I work with here. And there is not one person at this job who I would not hang out with outside of work, right? I think socially I get along with everyone here. I think we could go and have fun somewhere. But I think we've all had a job where there have been coworkers that really made us want to have the day go by as fast as possible. Let's go to Jerry in Tonawanda. Jerry, your experience with the new Dave's Hot Chicken.
Hey, Joe. I live about a mile from there, and I waited a couple weeks to let it go down because it can be crowded. And the first thing I experienced was it's hard to find a parking spot. I had to park on the side street about a block up because they're parking in their parking lot extremely small. It holds maybe about 12, 14 cars. That's about it. And then you walk in it. They don't have drive-through. No drive-through. And you have to walk in, and you get in a long line that goes all the way around. There's probably about 20 to 30 people in line when I went that day. And I went about 1:30 in the afternoon, thinking it wouldn't be busy. So then you take about 15 minutes to get up to place your order. Then you go stand against the wall to wait for your order to be called. That takes about another 10 to 15 minutes, 10, 12 minutes. They have, all they have is hot sauce. There's no mild. They have hot and very hot, and that is it. So if you get it, just get your chicken plain. Just get it plain. I got it plain, and it was still a little spicy. But Chick-fil-A, I love Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A to me is a 10. There's no place better. I would give Dave's about a 4.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You want to experience, try it out. But to me, I'll never be back. Never. I don't like. I drive about once every 2 weeks over to Chick-fil-A on Walden because I love it. And like I said, I live within less than a mile of Dave's, and I'll never be back. It just has no appeal, no drive-through, hard to find a parking spot. And this was at 1:30 in the afternoon. Had to walk about a block, a little over a block, park on the side street to walk up there, and then you got to stand in line. And it wasn't as fast as Chick-fil-A is, and not as orderly as Chick-fil-A either.
But what about the quality of the food? Was the food still good?
It's all about a 4, maybe a 5. That's it. It isn't worth the time and effort to me. Maybe you have to go for yourself to experience it, but I'll just stick with Chick-fil-A. That's right. But I had to try Dave's because I heard about it and everything, and it's like, nah, maybe some people. I think it's a lot of propaganda. I think they're just building it up. But it wasn't that, and it's overly priced too. It's even more expensive than Chick-fil-A. If you just get a regular chicken sandwich, no fries and a drink, it's about $12.
Huh? Well, hey, Jerry, appreciate the call. I think Chick-fil-A is, that's the gold standard, right? I mean, Chick-fil-A is, no one beats Chick-fil-A. And it's everything. It's the food, it's the service, right? You order that online, you see the big line at the drive-thru, like, oh my gosh, you walk in, your food's ready. I got to try Dave's Hot Chicken, though, because I've seen a lot of really positive reviews for it. You say, Tanner, you say Max Ferry talks very highly of Dave's Hot Chicken. So now I have to try it out. It's funny. Jerry's call actually makes me want to go try it out even more. And I think that might be the plan. And then I can give my rebuttal to or agree with Dave or with Jerry. We'll have to see. But yeah, I'm not comparing it to Chick-fil-A. I don't think that's fair, because I do think Chick-fil-A, when we're talking national places, and I have to make sure that I always separate these. When I'm talking national places, Chick-fil-A is at the top. Obviously, nothing national can compete with the amazing local eateries we have in Western New York. Obviously. So when I say the best, I mean of the national fast food places. I think Chick-fil-A, I agree with Jerry, Chick-fil-A is a 10. I got to try out Dave's, though. I've seen a lot of good things about Dave's. I mean, it's one of the fastest growing chains in the country. So I have to. There's someone texting something on the text board that made me laugh. I do have to go check it. I don't mind the lack of the drive-thru. That's fine. I don't usually use the drive-thru anyway. So I think that might be our dinner place. And I think Jerry might have actually sold me, because now I got to see. I got to check it out. And I want to be able to give my review and say if I agree or or disagree with Jerry. Jerry, I do appreciate the call, regardless, and opens the line for you, which I am not supposed to say. 803-0930, *930. We got another Dave's Hot Chicken caller. Tanner, is this person pro, or where do they stand on the...
He did not divulge. You have to find that out.
All right, let's go to Brad in Sanborn. Who knew my first two calls would be on Dave's Hot Chicken? Brad, thanks for calling in.
So made it in there. I would say it probably holds double the amount of cars, the last gentleman said. And I would say it's definitely a solid, I'd say 7.5, 8. So 4 is very ungenerous considering all the terrible options that we have on the boulevard. So that's the first thing. But it also doesn't compare to Chick-fil-A at all. It's a completely different product.
Okay.
It is a Southern fried chicken sandwich in an L.A. style, if that makes sense. So it's just hot fried chicken, and you can get it like it's kind of like a Nashville hot style. But it's good. Is it great? Is it a great value for the price? I'd say that remains to be seen. And frankly, if you haven't, I'm going to plug somebody else.
All right,
the Dirty Bird in the Falls.
Oh yeah,
those guys are the best. So if you want that, that's what Dave's is, but it's better and local. So okay. That's my comment. I'm 4. Hey, so at least try it.
Brett, see, that's what I like. And yeah, Dirty Bird, they've been here in studio. They are delicious. Definitely if you're in the Falls, that's where you should be going. Brad, I appreciate the call. Brad in Sanborn. All right, so we have one says a 4. The other person said 7.5 or 8. We're going to have to try it now. And I actually like the limited menu. Like, I'd rather my place have, like, Raising Cane's. I've only been once. Raising Cane's, I think, is delicious. And there's 4 things on the menu. I know if Terry in Texas is listening, he'll be upset because I believe he's the one who called in and said Raising Cane's is overrated. I love Raising Cane's. And I like the fact they have the limited menu. All right. 803-0930, *930. Let's get the Dave's Hot Chicken and the Chick-fil-A talk. Let's get that out of the way before Robbie comes in at 4 on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hey, welcome back. It's Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day today and every day. I did not think this would get the attention, but it is. This is called, this is a segment we call Joe Trying to Plan His Dinner, filling in for Bowerly. And my wife is like, hey, let's have one more calories don't count meal. And then really tomorrow we're starting. Tomorrow's our New Year's Day. And one of the things was Dave's Hot Chicken. It's this place that opened up on the boulevard. I believe they're opening another location where the old Hector's is on Transit in Clarence. Is that Clarence or East Amherst? I never know where the line is. Across from Wegmans on Transit toward... it's Clarence or East Amherst. You know where I'm talking about. And we've had one caller say, not worth it, rated it a 4. We had another caller say, oh, no, it's a 7.5 or 8. Juliana is in Amherst. Juliana, what is your take on the new Dave's Hot Chicken?
Honestly, I get my wings hot every single time. I like hot chicken. And if you go based on what the name implies, it is hot chicken. And it's fantastic. I think it was cooked perfectly. I don't think the wait was terribly long. I went during like around 1 p.m. on a Friday. It was pretty busy in there. And parking, I don't know. I didn't have a hard time parking. I got a sandwich and I got a tender on the side. They give you what you pay for. It is a little pricey, but I feel like the value was there. And if you like Nashville-style hot chicken, it's there. It was delicious.
That's exactly what I love. Nashville hot chicken. Every time when I'm in Nashville, I have a flight layover in Nashville this February, and I'm planning to go to a hot chicken place at the airport. Juliana, let me ask you. So you said you got a sandwich and chicken tenders. I always see the videos have like this kind of sauce. What's this Dave sauce that they have?
Well, it's like a wet dry sauce. So it kind of, I would assume that if it's made the way Nashville hot chicken is, it has like the dry rub with the hot oil that helps it stick there to the chicken. So it's not like a buffalo sauce, but I would say it's more like a kind of cayenne, like smoky paprika kind of flavor to it, maybe a little sweeter too.
Sounds
not really vinegary at all though.
Sounds delicious. So now, I love the menu is so simple. Juliana, I'm going to have to try it. So now we've got a 4 and a 7.5. What would be your out of 10 rating?
Truthfully, it'd probably be like a 9 at least.
There it is.
For like what it is, I think it's not, I wouldn't even consider it really like fast food because like the first man said, there's no drive through. You do have to walk in, but it was just like a really good meal. So.
There we go. Juliana, appreciate the call. Thank you for hanging on during the news. Juliana in Amherst, 803-0930, star 930. We always get excited, right, when a new place opens here in Western New York. You know, we always, like, I'm telling you, if a White Castle opened here in Western New York, I would have to beg the higher-ups here at WBEN to let me do a remote from the opening of White Castle, right? If White Castle opened in Buffalo, Joe Beamer would be there with a microphone. Hopefully WBEN would be broadcast to me. If not, it would just be me talking into a microphone and no one listening. But White Castle is, I mean, come on. Again, but is it good or is it those things like, I like it, but it's not here. Like if White Castle was here, would I be going all the time? Probably not. But, you know, I'm driving through Ohio, I'm going to stop at a White Castle. I'm in Vegas, I'm going to White Castle on the Strip, right? When I fill in St. Louis, this has come up now a couple times. They are, you know, the producer there can't believe we don't have White Castle. She was like, "What, you don't have White Castle?" Like, no, I wish we did. But that's one. If that opened up, yeah, I would either take the day off or be broadcasting live from. But Dave's Hot Chicken, everyone was talking about it. Right now, there's one here. I think there's going to be another one. We've got two yays, one not so impressed with it. How this came up, if you're just joining and going, Joe, why are we talking about Nashville Hot Chicken at 3:14 on Wednesday? I just made a little comment, right? I was about to jump between topics, and I made a little comment about how planning out dinner, we're thinking of having a one more calories don't count meal, and Dave's Hot Chicken came up because I don't live near the Dave's Hot Chicken that's on the boulevard. I don't live near it. So I would have to get it after work and go home. And I've asked the listeners. Rick in Buffalo is the next to give his take. Rick, your thoughts on the new Dave's Hot Chicken?
Joe, we were there the opening night. It was busy and the crowd was good. The owner was very nice. The people were very nice there. So the staff there is fantastic. It's just that if you get food there, you're going to get, essentially, if it's you and your wife, you're going to get 4 big chicken tenders. If they're real chicken and they're with this dry rub and they're very delicious, I would recommend medium because the medium has like a good flavor while it doesn't kill your throat. Maybe hot if you want a little spicier. I wouldn't go much hotter than that. And then you're going to get fries. They're crinkle cut. Kind of salty, but they're good. You're going to get, if you get the sliders, you get a couple rolls and you get the sauce and some pickles. So for over $30, you're only going to get like 4 tenders and some fries. So the value I would say is a little low as far as on value goes, because you're literally only getting, what, a pound of chicken and some fries, and a pound of chicken is, what, $2 at the store? So it's not really the best value, but it is very good. And if you're looking to spend a little bit that day and not want to go to fast food, I think it's a nice option.
All right. Out of 10, Rick, what would you give it?
I'd lower it down because of the value. I'd say the food quality is probably a 9.5, and the value is probably about a 5.
All right, Rick in Buffalo, appreciate it. So 3 out of the 4 callers have said that the food is good, right? The food is good. Again, we talked prices yesterday, right? I mean, I used to, for $5, be able to get 2 hot and spicy McChickens, a small fry, and a sweet tea for under $5 at McDonald's. Those 4 items now, you'd be spending close to $10. You know, so prices, unfortunately, have gone up. But, you know, if you want that calories don't count meal, I think this is what my wife and I will be doing today. She's still at work, because if not, she would be texting me about all the suggestions. We'll keep them going, 803-0930, star 930. I love hearing this. I love doing, as much as I talk about wanting to lose weight, and I do, there's nothing I love more than a food show. I'm not going to lie. And like I said, when we're talking about ratings of places like this, we're talking compared to other national places, right? Like when I say Chick-fil-A is the best fast food spot, that's what I mean about national fast food. obviously nothing national compares to our amazing local eateries. I just want to make sure that that is known and put out there as many times as possible. All right, so we'll keep that open at 803-0930, star 930. Still looking for someone who was at the Amherst Town Board meeting last night. Want to hear what happened, because got an interesting text in the first segment. Someone said that they know someone who was at the town board meeting last night and said it turned into a circus. That was there. That was the texter's text. So if you were at that meeting last night, I would love to hear from you. 803-0930, star 930. Lines will be open for you. But I want to draw your attention, because I don't know if you know this. Obviously, Tanner and I, when we think Sunday, we're thinking Bills 8:20. That's really all that's going on. Hopefully, you're also thinking Hardline at 10 in the morning. But Bills 8:20, that's what's happening on Sunday in the lives of most people that are listening. But did you realize that Sunday is a holiday? Has anyone caught on? Anyone heard the big holiday going on this Sunday? Because if you don't know it, get your calendar out, get your phone out, get your Palm Pilot out. Do people still carry on? Remember Palm Pilots? Are you too young for that, Tanner? The Palm Pilot?
Yeah, it's not ringing a bell. You'll have to enlighten me.
So the Palm Pilot was a smartphone before the smartphone. All right, it was not a phone. It was a small, about the size of an iPhone, tablet thing. Here's the kicker. It didn't have phone signal or Wi-Fi. You would download the information into it every morning, and then you would have, newspapers and everything on there. Again, updated the last time you use a USB to plug it into the computer. It was very popular with business people, right? They would download something to read on the airplane, and they'd have their calendar in there. It was the smartphone without a lot of the advantages of a smartphone. So if you still have one, get the calendar on your Pilot out, because this Sunday is Dating Sunday. Apparently, it's also the name of a song by the Relax Lab. Never heard of that. But it is also the busiest day on Tinder. Dating Sunday is coming to town. And if you're single, make sure that you are on a dating app for Dating Sunday. Now, get this. I thought this was interesting. Now, I am obviously years removed from dating, but as we've brought up in the very recent past, when I was dating, I aired a lot of my issues and difficulties right here on this very show. I was no stranger to Tinder. I paid for Tinder Gold, which at the time, I don't know what Tinder Gold is now, but back when I was dating and single and looking to date, I guess I wasn't dating, I was looking to date, I was paying for Tinder, which would tell you, and this is how you know you don't have a face for Tinder. I was paying for Tinder Gold, which would let you know if people swiped right on you without you having to swipe right on them. And guess what, guys? This is the sad, cold reality. Not many people were swiping right on Joe Beamer. No, I had Tinder Gold for about a month, and maybe two people swiped right on me. So that was very eye-opening. But then I met my wife. And by met my wife, I mean my mom introduced me to my wife, and yada, 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 now we're married. But I can relate to all this stuff that's going on, okay? I never heard in all my years of dating, right? All those lonely Valentine's days. I never heard of Dating Sunday. Tanner, you ever heard of Dating Sunday? Is this something that you've heard of in your time?
No, sir. You'll have to enlighten me once again.
Here we go. Well, we are learning this together. We are learning this together. So the first Sunday in January is the busiest day of the year for online dating. Of course, I found this in the New York Post, because that's where I find everything. This Sunday, January 7th, a whopping 519 Tinder bios are expected to be edited with, get ready for this, 2,263 photos added every minute, the matchmaking service told the Post. On Dating Sunday, the number of messages sent to Tinder increased by 22%. Users respond 19.4 minutes faster than any other Sunday in the year, and that and the number of likes in the app increase 18.2%. All right. The Sunday may be exciting for many New Yorkers. A new study from U.S. credit unions analyzed Google trends to find that focusing on their dating life was the top priority for New Yorkers in 2024. You know what? Again, going back on my time of being single, and there were a lot of New Year's where I was single, I never made that a resolution. I'm not going to lie. Never made focus on my dating a resolution. But then again, two people swiped right in 30 days, maybe it would be, maybe that was a good move that I didn't focus on my dating. The fun won't stop on Monday, by the way. Tinder shared the app typically sees an uptick in activity from the first Sunday of the year until Valentine's Day. So to me, this seems that people are in a hurry, desperately seeking to find someone before Valentine's Day. Now, it's not Valentine's Day. You know I have my advice, my lessons learned from a Valentine's Day years ago. Here's my advice to those who are single, to those out there who might not have someone for Valentine's Day. Maybe buy yourself something. But I would not rush into a relationship so you can be dating someone on Valentine's Day, all right? Real life is not like the Taylor Swift movie, Valentine's Day, all right? I'm just saying. Wait till after Valentine's Day, because, and this goes for men and women out there. This is for both. We're what, 6 weeks away from Valentine's Day? So, you know, you meet someone, you get to know them, you go on a few dates, yada, yada. And then Valentine's Day comes and you're like, well, I've been with this person for a few weeks. I've got to buy them something. I've got to treat them to a nice Valentine's Day. You know, I am dating this person. Now we've got to. And then a week or two later, they dump you. But hey, you had your date on Valentine's Day. Enjoy the time to yourself. And on Valentine's Day, buy yourself a gift. Do you realize from 2010 to, you're ready for depressing. From 2010 to 2020, I was single. Hold on, I'm trying to do this math in my head. I was single for 7 of those Valentine's days. No, 6. 6 of those Valentine's, still more than half. I was single for more than half the Valentine's days in the decade, okay? In those years that I was single, I would buy myself a very special Valentine's Day gift. MLB.TV. Yes, I would buy my subscription to MLB.TV on Valentine's Day, and that would be my gift to me. So buy yourself something. You know, maybe focusing on your dating life. Maybe that's the way to go. Maybe be more serious about your dating life. But I'm just saying, as someone who learned a lesson, and maybe I'll share that lesson to those of you who have not heard my Valentine's Day lesson from years ago. Don't rush into something just to say, hey, I have a date on Valentine's Day. Or you might end up heartbroken like Ashton Kutcher in the movie Valentine's Day. Words. I feel sing along, it's okay. Nothing's like it used to. Hey, welcome back. It's Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day today and every day. I did not think this would get the attention, but it is. This is called, this is a segment we call Joe Trying to Plan His Dinner, filling in for Bowerly. And all I said was, my wife is like, hey, let's have one more calories don't count meal. And then really tomorrow we're starting. Tomorrow's our New Year's Day. And one of the things was Dave's Hot Chicken. It's this place that opened up on the boulevard. I believe they're opening another location where the old Hector's is on Transit in Clarence. Is that Clarence or East Amherst? I never know where the line is. Across from Wegmans on Transit toward... it's Clarence or East Amherst. You know where I'm talking about. And we've had one caller say, not worth it, rated it a 4. We had another caller say, oh, no, it's a 7.5 or 8. Juliana is in Amherst. Juliana, what is your take on the new Dave's Hot Chicken?
Honestly, I get my wings hot every single time. I like hot chicken. And if you go based on what the name implies, it is hot chicken. And it's fantastic. I think it was cooked perfectly. I don't think the wait was terribly long. I went during, like, around 1 p.m. on a Friday. It was pretty busy in there. And parking, I don't know. I didn't have a hard time parking. I got a sandwich, and I got a tender on the side. They give you what you pay for. It is a little pricey, but I feel like the value was there. And if you like Nashville-style hot chicken, it was delicious.
So that's exactly what I love. Nashville hot chicken. Every time when I'm in Nashville, I have a flight layover in Nashville this February, and I'm planning to go to a hot chicken place at the airport. Juliana, let me ask you. So you said you got a sandwich and chicken tenders. I always see the videos have like this kind of sauce. What's this Dave sauce that they have?
Well, it's like a wet dry sauce. So it kind of, I would assume that if it's made the way Nashville hot chicken is, it has like the dry rub with the hot oil that helps it stick there to the chicken. So it's not like a buffalo sauce, but I would say it's more like a kind of cayenne, like smoky paprika kind of flavor to it, maybe a little sweeter too.
Sounds
not really vinegary at all though.
Sounds delicious. So now, I love the menu is so simple. Juliana, I'm going to have to try it. So now we've got a 4 and a 7.5. What would be your out of 10 rating?
Truthfully, it'd probably be like a 9 at least.
There it is.
For like what it is, I think it's not, I wouldn't even consider it really like fast food because like the first man said, there's no drive through. You do have to walk in, but it was just like a really good meal. So.
There we go. Juliana, appreciate the call. Thank you for hanging on during the news. Juliana in Amherst, 803-0930, star 930. We always get excited, right, when a new place opens here in Western New York. You know, we always, like, I'm telling you, if a White Castle opened here in Western New York, I would have to beg the higher-ups here at WBEN to let me do a remote from the opening of White Castle, right? If White Castle opened in Buffalo, Joe Beamer would be there with a microphone. Hopefully WBEN would be broadcast to me. If not, it would just be me talking into a microphone and no one listening. White Castle is, I mean, come on. Again, but is it good or is it those things like, I like it, but it's not here. Like if White Castle was here, would I be going all the time? Probably not. But, you know, I'm driving through Ohio, I'm going to stop at a White Castle. I'm in Vegas, I'm going to White Castle on the Strip, right? When I fill in St. Louis, this has come up now a couple times. They are, you know, the producer there can't believe we don't have White Castle. She was like, "What? You don't have White Castle?" Like, no, I wish we did. If that opened up, yeah, I would either take the day off or be broadcasting live from. But Dave's Hot Chicken, everyone was talking about it. Right now, there's one here. I think there's going to be another one. We've got 2 yays, 1 not so impressed with it. How this came up, if you're just joining and going, Joe, why are we talking about Nashville Hot Chicken at 3:14 on Wednesday? I just made a little comment, right? I was about to jump between topics, and I made a little comment about how planning out dinner, we're thinking of having a one more calories don't count meal, and Dave's Hot Chicken came up because I don't live near the Dave's Hot Chicken that's on the boulevard. I don't live near it. So I would have to get it after work and go home. And I've asked the listeners. Rick in Buffalo is the next to give his take. Rick, your thoughts on the new Dave's Hot Chicken?
Joe, we were there the opening night. It was busy, and the crowd was good. The owner was very nice, and the people were very nice there. So the staff there is fantastic. It's just that if you get food there, you're going to get, essentially, if it's you and your wife, you're going to get 4 big chicken tenders. if they're real chicken and they're with this dry rub and they're very delicious, I would recommend medium because the medium has like a good flavor while it doesn't kill your throat. Maybe hot if you want a little spicier. I wouldn't go much hotter than that. And then you're going to get fries. They're crinkle cut. Kind of salty, but they're good. You're going to get, if you get the sliders, you get a couple rolls, and you get the sauce and some pickles. So for over $30, you're only going to get like four tenders and some fries. So the value, I would say, is a little low as far as on value goes, because you're really only getting, a pound of chicken and some fries, and a pound of chicken is, $2 at the store? So it's not really the best value. But it is very good, and if you're looking to spend a little bit that day and not want to go to fast food, I think it's a nice option.
All right. Out of 10, Rick, what would you give it?
I'd lower it down because of the value. I'd say the food quality is probably a 9.5, and the value is probably about a 5.
All right. Rick in Buffalo, appreciate it. So 3 out of the 4 callers have said that the food is good, right? The food is good. Again, we talked prices yesterday, right? I mean... I used to, for $5, be able to get 2 hot and spicy McChickens, a small fry, and a sweet tea for under $5 at McDonald's. Those 4 items now, you'd be spending close to $10. You know, so prices, unfortunately, have gone up. But if you want that calories don't count meal, I think this is what my wife and I will be doing today. She's still at work. Because if not, she would be texting me about all the suggestions. We'll keep them going. 803-0930, star 930. I love hearing this. I love doing, as much as I talk about wanting to lose weight, and I do, there's nothing I love more than a food show. I'm not going to lie. And like I said, when we're talking about ratings of places like this, we're talking compared to other national places, right? Like when I say Chick-fil-A is the best fast food spot, that's what I mean about national fast food. Obviously, nothing national compares to our amazing local eateries. I just want to make sure that is known and put out there as many times as possible. All right, so we'll keep that open at 803-0930, star 930. Still looking for someone who was at the Amherst Town Board meeting last night. Want to hear what happened, because got an interesting text in the first segment. Someone said that they know someone who was at the town board meeting last night and said it turned into a circus. That was there. That was the texter's text. So if you were at that meeting last night, I would love to hear from you. 803-0930, star 930. Lines will be open for you. But I want to draw your attention, because I don't know if you know this. Obviously, Tanner and I, when we think Sunday, we're thinking Bills 8:20. That's really all that's going on. Hopefully, you're also thinking Hardline at 10 in the morning. But Bills 8:20, that's what's happening on Sunday in the lives of most people that are listening. But did you realize that Sunday is a holiday? Has anyone caught on? Anyone heard the big holiday going on this Sunday? Because if you don't know it, get your calendar out, get your phone out, get your Palm Pilot out. Do people still carry on? Remember Palm Pilots? Are you too young for that, Tanner? The Palm Pilot?
Yeah, it's not ringing a bell. You'll have to enlighten me.
So the Palm Pilot was a smartphone before the smartphone. All right, it was not a phone. It was a small, about the size of an iPhone, tablet thing. Here's the kicker. It didn't have phone signal or Wi-Fi. You would download the information into it every morning, and then you would have newspapers and everything on there. Again, updated the last time you used a USB to plug it into the computer. It was very popular with business people, right? They would download something to read on the airplane, and they'd have their calendar in there. It was the smartphone without a lot of the advantages of a smartphone. So if you still have one, get the calendar on your Palm Pilot out, because this Sunday is Dating Sunday. Apparently, it's also the name of a song by the Relax Lab. Never heard of that. But it is also the busiest day on Tinder. Dating Sunday is coming to town. And if you're single, make sure that you are on a dating app for Dating Sunday. Now, get this. I thought this was interesting. Now, I am obviously years removed from dating, but as we've brought up in the very recent past, when I was dating, I aired a lot of my issues and difficulties right here on this very show. And, you know, I was no stranger to Tinder. I paid for Tinder Gold, which at the time, I don't know what Tinder Gold is now, but back when I was dating and single and looking to date, I guess I wasn't dating, I was looking to date, I was paying for Tinder, which would tell you, and this is how you know, you don't have a face for Tinder. I was paying for Tinder Gold, which would let you know if people swiped right on you without you having to swipe right on them. And guess what, guys? This is the sad, cold reality. Not many people were swiping right on Joe Beamer. No, I had Tinder Gold for about a month, and maybe two people swiped right on me. So that was very eye-opening. But then I met my wife. And by met my wife, I mean my mom introduced me to my wife, and yada, 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 now we're married. But I can relate to all this stuff that's going on, okay? Here is, I never heard in all my years of dating, right? All those lonely Valentine's days. I never heard of Dating Sunday. Tanner, you ever heard of Dating Sunday? Is this something that you've heard of in your time?
No, sir. You'll have to enlighten me once again.
Here we go. Here we go. Well, this we are learning this together. We are learning this together. So the first Sunday in January is the busiest day of the year for online dating. Of course, I found this in the New York Post because that's where I find everything. This Sunday, January 7th, a whopping 519 Tinder bios are expected to be edited with, get ready for this, 2,263 photos added every minute, the matchmaking service told the Post. On Dating Sunday, the number of messages sent to Tinder increased by 22%. Users respond 19.4 minutes faster than any other Sunday in the year, and that and the number of likes in the app increase 18.2%. All right. The Sunday may be exciting for many New Yorkers. A new study from U.S. credit unions analyzed Google trends to find that focusing on their dating life was the top priority for New Yorkers in 2024. You know what? Again, going back on my time of being single, and there were a lot of New Year's where I was single, I never made that a resolution. I'm not going to lie. Never made focus on my dating a resolution. But then again, two people swiped right in 30 days. Maybe it would be, maybe that was a good move that I didn't focus on my dating. The fun won't stop on Monday, by the way. Tinder shared the app typically sees an uptick in activity from the first Sunday of the year until Valentine's Day. So, to me, this seems that people are in a hurry, desperately seeking to find someone before Valentine's Day. Now, it's not Valentine's Day. You know I have my advice, my lessons learned from a Valentine's Day years ago. Here's my advice to those who are single, to those out there who might not have someone for Valentine's Day. Maybe buy yourself something. But I would not rush into a relationship so you can be dating someone on Valentine's Day. All right? Real life is not like the Taylor Swift movie, Valentine's Day. All right? I'm just saying. Wait till after Valentine's Day. Because, and this goes for men and women out there. This is for both. We're what, 6 weeks away from Valentine's Day? So, you know, you meet someone, you get to know them, you go on a few dates, yada, yada. And then Valentine's Day comes and you're like, well, I've been with this person for a few weeks. I've got to buy them something. I got to treat them to a nice Valentine's Day. You know, I am dating this person. Now we've got to, and then a week or two later, they dump you. But hey, you had your date on Valentine's Day. Enjoy the time to yourself. And on Valentine's Day, buy yourself a gift. Do you realize from 2010 to, you ready for depressing? From 2010 to 2020, I was single. Hold on, I'm trying to do this math in my head. I was single for 7 of those Valentine's days. No, 6. 6 of those Valentine's, still more than half I was single for more than half the Valentine's days in the decade, okay? In those years that I was single, I would buy myself a very special Valentine's Day gift. MLB.TV. Yes, I would buy my subscription to MLB.TV on Valentine's Day, and that would be my gift to me. So buy yourself something. You know, maybe focusing on your dating life. Maybe that's the way to go. Maybe be more serious about your dating life. But I'm just saying, as someone who learned a lesson, and maybe I'll share that lesson to those of you who have not heard my Valentine's Day lesson from years ago. Don't rush into something just to say, hey, I have a date on Valentine's Day. Or you might end up heartbroken like Ashton Kutcher in the movie Valentine's Day. The words. Sing along. It's okay.
Nothing's like it used to be. Sometimes I wish I could
turn back time.
Turn back time.
Impossible as it may seem.
Impossible.
You ever have someone who does that? Sings before they say it in the song? That's me. Oh, you gotta hit the chorus. Gotta hit the chorus. But, you know, we can't. It's Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. That, of course, the Backstreet Boys, which, according to YouTube Music, I listened to more than any other artist last year. And not only that, I listened to them. Oh, I can't find. I got to find the specifics, but it was like, you know, you listen to the Backstreet Boys double than the next person. I have to get the verbiage. I'll do that during the break. But we're back, and we are talking about your heart. Not only this segment, the next hour with Robbie Raw will be talking about your heart as well when we talk about your fitness goals for 2024. But we are talking about dating, the outlook on dating. And by the way, single people out there, Sunday is Dating Sunday. Is anyone partaking in Dating Sunday? 803-0930, star 930. I want to know from single people, what is the dating scene in Buffalo in the beginning of the year 2024? Is Buffalo a great place to date? An awful place to date? What's a go-to first date? The reason this is all coming up is Sunday is Dating Sunday. Tinder says it will be its busiest day of the year, and it will just keep on getting busy until Valentine's Day. Now, I don't get the follow-up, because it says this: the increase will continue until Valentine's Day. So if people don't get a date on Valentine's Day, do they stop using Tinder on February 15th? I got to get, you know, more information on that. 803-0930, star 930. And, you know, to those of you out there, I mean, Valentine's Day is obviously, I mean, that is the... Is Valentine's Day the king of the Hallmark holidays? Or maybe Sweetest Day is, because Valentine's Day is a little more established. But, you know, Valentine's Day, obviously, you know, when you're early on in a relationship, you know, Valentine's Day is the day that you find all this money you never knew you had. And you spend it on your new significant other, your new love interest. And then, you know, after a few years, you're like, do we have to spend money on each other? Like last year, Valentine's Day, I made some very nice steaks. My wife and I had. My wife was obviously pregnant, so, you know, there was no wine or anything. Just some nice steaks. I think I made some mashed potatoes. And by made, I mean I got the Bob Evans mashed potato things and put it in the microwave. But, you know, that's what our Valentine's Day was. I think I enjoyed it. I think she enjoyed it. right? We went fancy. We got fancier steaks than we usually do. And by fancier, I mean the ones that, you know, were stuffed with garlic and pre-marinated and all that awesome stuff. And I think that worked out fine. Now, our very first Valentine's Day together, you know, we had bags of gifts for each other. And then we went to this very fancy place that's no longer in business and had a Valentine's Day dinner there. I believe at the place they gave us a free glass of champagne when we sat down at our table. Maybe that's why they went out of business. I'm not sure. 803-0930, star 930. Single people or maybe newly non-single people who are fresh in a relationship, tell us what the dating scene was like. How did you meet this new person? And Valentine's Day, this goes for everybody, not just single people, but those of you who've been married for 30, 40 years. Valentine's Day, how important is Valentine's Day the longer you go into a relationship? I think, obviously, it's important regularly to remind the person you are with that you still care for them, right? There's no need to lose the spark. I feel like I'm writing the Backstreet Boys song. there's no need to lose the spark. You know, you keep on just reminding that person, you know, through it all. I'm here for you. I love you. But do I have to spend $500 on you on Valentine's Day? Is that the right way to present the conversation? But I did say before the break, to those of you who are single out there, you know, I would not rush into a relationship just to say I'm with someone for Valentine's Day. Like, I don't think that's all that important, right? I mean, Valentine's Day, it's going to be cold, right? I don't know what that has to do with Valentine's Day, but it's going to be cold on Valentine's Day. Every time I think about going out for Valentine's Day, it's walking in the cold to get to a nice fancy restaurant. But again, I don't remember the last time we actually went out for Valentine's Day. And again, that's not that there's no love. It's just that, you know, we've been together for a while now. We spend money, you know, on other things. But I'd like to know with you, 803-0930, star 930, single people, what's the dating scene in Buffalo? Last year, Buffalo was like a top five dating city. That's not what I remember. What's the reality? What are you noticing out there? But I do want to give advice, and I tell this story every year around Valentine's Day, and you know, we all learn lessons, right? We've all been in the relationship that we were in too long. We've all been in the relationship with the person who just did not feel the same way about you. You look back and you go, well, then why were you even dating me, right? We've all had that relationship. We've all had that experience. So this is years and years ago, right? A dumber Joe Beamer. And I thought dating someone, you never know now, right? I was dating someone and Valentine's Day came along and I was very excited. It was, I'm going to buy all this nice stuff and go out to a nice dinner. We followed it up with a movie that was awful. And I'm going to throw this great Valentine's Day, right? Express my love through gifts. Now, obviously, love is not material, right? You can express love without spending in lots of money, but I was young and dumb. So bought all this stuff. Oh, so excited, you know? And Valentine's Day gets here. It's the night of. We're going to go out to dinner. We're going to exchange these gifts. I was so excited. And, you know, I exchanged my gifts, and I had this very nice letter written. And it was beautiful, I thought. You know, because I write like I talk, so maybe it wasn't as beautiful as I thought it was. And, you know, and then she gives me the card. And again, cards are great. Nothing written in it, just her name. As I went like to all this stuff. And again, like I said, it's not material. There could be words in the card. Nothing from the heart. Just what Hallmark put and her name at the bottom. That was it. But you know, at the time, you're young, you're dumb, you're blind by love. You think, oh, this is great. She got me something. A $3 card. Again, money's not an issue. I'm not saying money's an issue. And, you know, didn't think anything of it. Obviously, the next month, I got dumped right here in the beautiful Odyssey parking lot. At the time, it was the Intercom parking lot. But those are lessons learned, right? And then you look for those signals. So now you know, okay, don't be blinded early on in dating. And let me tell you, it was a lot different the first Valentine's Day with my wife. She also got me a lot of amazing gifts, but it was about the card. And I still somewhere have the first card my wife gave me on our first Valentine's Day. And it was a beautiful, you know, just from the heart. And that's when you know this person is putting the same in to this relationship as I am. Because I do feel once one person's not putting as much in as the other, you either have to address what the issue is or it's not really worth the time anymore. Again, I'm not giving advice. I'm just telling you what I think. But that is one of the things about trying to rush yourself into a relationship now on dating Sunday so you can be with someone on Valentine's Day is, well, you might have the same experience young, dumb Joe Beamer had on a Valentine's Day long, long ago. So maybe just, you know, hey, if the right person appears, well, then that's great. But I wouldn't force anything. I think that could just end up with more heartbreak and, you know, not a good start to your focus on dating resolution that apparently so many New Yorkers have made. 803-0930, star 930. I'd love to hear, you know, this must mean we don't have many single people in the audience, which is great. But I'd like to hear, like, where's the place to meet up? Is it really all about the apps now? Is that how you meet people? You know, I have a friend who, hopefully he's not listening, but he is what I call habitually single. He's always single. And he's on the apps. But is that really the way to meet people? I mean, can you still meet someone in a bar or at the grocery store? According to the New York Post, the hot place to meet people now is the airport, which that was the premise of a show on of an episode of the show How I Met Your Mother, where they go to an airport to meet women. I didn't know that was really a thing, but according to the New York Post, the airport is a hot place to meet singles. Now, I remember when it was the grocery store was the hot place to meet singles, right? You go to the grocery store on a Friday night. That was the advice I remember hearing or reading early on in my 20s. Didn't work out for me. I never met anyone at the grocery store. But, you know, meeting someone at a bar, getting set up, is that still a thing or is it just the apps now? Are we all using the apps to meet people? Not we all. I'm not on the apps to meet people, but single people. 803-0930, star 930 is the number to get on. Would love to know the answer to those questions. Are you taking part in Dating Sunday? I can't imagine that Dating Sunday is going to be very popular in Western New York. The Bills play at 8:20, right? A lot of people, if you're like me, you know, old, you're going to try to fit a nap somewhere Sunday afternoon before the game. So I just can't imagine that that's going to be a big event here in Western New York, but we'll have to wait and see. Because apparently around the nation, Sunday is a busy day for first dates of people who use Tinder. And Tinder just gets busier and busier on Valentine's Day. I also don't understand that thinking. So February 13th, you're right, left on Tinder. What, hoping you find a date for the next day? And then what are you going to do? Because any restaurant you want to take someone to the next day has been filled up for like 2 months. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't get the premise. And I think it's ill-advised to rush into a relationship. I mean, I can see someone again, going back to the social media thing. I can see someone like in high school or someone in their 20s saying, yeah, I want to go out on Valentine's Day. I need someone to go out with on Valentine's Day. I think the older you get, like the less important that is. Well, I just want to find someone, right? And when I find the right person, well, then when Valentine's Day comes around, I'll have a date for Valentine's Day. I don't know. Maybe I'm just too disconnected from the subject. 803-0930, star 930. Beamer in for Bowerly on News Radio 930. WBEN taking your calls on a variety of topics. Still looking for someone who was at the Amherst town meeting yesterday to call in and tell us what exactly took place. We also had calls on Dave's Hot Chicken, and we have three in favor, one who was disappointed by it, as we did a segment What do we call that segment? I had a great name for it. And I didn't write it down. It was like, you know, choose Joe's dinner or something. And when we come back after the break, Robbie Raw will be here and we'll be talking about those fitness trends for 2024. As I said during the break, or I said before the break, there's these ads on Facebook, on YouTube of this guy. He's in great shape, good for him, but he's like, which one of these do you think I'm eating for dinner? And it's a salad and a pizza, right? And of course, you're looking and you go, the salad. Of course, this guy's going to eat the salad. And he's like, well, I'm not eating this salad. And he throws it into the trash and he goes, I'm eating this pizza. I want to eat pizza and be in great shape. It's like, wow, okay, what's that plan? How do I get on that plan? We're going to ask Robbie about that and what she thinks about that and everything. If you have a question for Robbie Raw, 803-0930, star 930, if there's something you want her to address. We have now, this will be the third year in a row that we've talked to Robbie the first week of the new year, and hopefully this is the year where the advice sticks, because, you know, I hate to harp on it, because I've talked about this, I think, every day for the last 2 weeks, but, you know, I look at old pictures of me, I'm like, oh my gosh. Obviously, I didn't look good. We can go back to the two swipe rights on Tinder Gold over 30 days. But, you know, compared to now, I'm like, oh, I'd be really happy if I could get back looking like that. But 3 years, and just can't make any move. I've gotten to the point where I'm not putting any more weight on, so that's great. But I'm not taking any of it off, right? And I still have all these old clothes that I just would love to fit into again. It's a goal of mine. I've got two vacations this year where I will end up on a beach. I know, bad news for everyone else on the beach. So I'd like to, you know, lose a little weight. I'd like to, on one of those trips, not have to wear a shirt to the beach. You know what I mean? So we'll get talking with Robbie Raw about that after the news with Tom Puckett. It's Beamer in for Bowerly. Great to be with you. Happy you've decided to tune in here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Words. Sing along, it's okay.
Nothing's like it used to be. Sometimes I wish I could
turn back time.
Turn back time.
Impossible as it may seem.
Impossible.
You ever have someone who does that? Sings before they say it in the song? That's me. Oh, you gotta hit the chorus. Gotta hit the chorus.
So bad, baby. Quit playing games with my heart.
But, you know, we can't. It's Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. That, of course, the Backstreet Boys, which, according to YouTube Music, I listened to more than any other artist last year. And not only that, I listened to them. Oh, I can't find. I got to find the specifics, but it was like, you know, you listen to the Backstreet Boys double than the next person. I have to get the verbiage. I'll do that during the break. But we're back, and we are talking about your heart. Not only this segment, the next hour with Robbie Raw will be talking about your hearts as well when we talk about your fitness goals for 2024. But we are talking about dating, the outlook on dating. And by the way, single people out there, Sunday is Dating Sunday. Is anyone partaking in Dating Sunday? 803-0930, star 930. I want to know from single people, what is the dating scene in Buffalo in the beginning of the year 2024? Is Buffalo a great place to date? An awful place to date? What's a go-to first date? The reason this is all coming up is Sunday is Dating Sunday. Tinder says it will be its busiest day of the year, and it will just keep on getting busy until Valentine's Day. Now, I don't get the follow-up, because it says this: the increase will continue until Valentine's Day. So if people don't get a date on Valentine's Day, do they stop using Tinder on February 15th? I got to get, you know, more information on that. 803-0930, star 930. And, you know, to those of you out there, I mean, Valentine's Day is obviously, I mean, that is the, is Valentine's Day the king of the Hallmark holidays? Or maybe Sweetest Day is, because Valentine's Day is a little more established. But, you know, Valentine's Day, obviously, you know, when you're early on in a relationship, you know, Valentine's Day is the day that you find all this money you never knew you had. And you spend it on your new significant other, your new love interest. And then, you know, after a few years, you're like, do we have to spend money on each other? Like last year, Valentine's Day, I made some very nice steaks. My wife and I had. My wife was obviously pregnant, so, you know, there was no wine or anything. Just some nice steaks. I think I made some mashed potatoes. And by made, I mean I got the Bob Evans mashed potato things and put it in the microwave. But, you know, that's what our Valentine's Day was. I know I enjoyed it. I think she enjoyed it, right? We went fancy. We got fancier steaks than we usually do. And by fancier, I mean the ones that, you know, were stuffed with garlic and pre-marinated and all that awesome stuff. And I think that worked out fine. Now, our very first Valentine's Day together, you know, we had bags of gifts for each other. And then we went to this very fancy place that's no longer in business and had a Valentine's Day dinner there. I believe at the place they gave us a free glass of champagne when we sat down at our table. Maybe that's why they went out of business. I'm not sure. 803-0930, star 930. Single people, or maybe newly non-single people who are fresh in a relationship, tell us what the dating scene was like. How did you meet this new person? And Valentine's Day, this goes for everybody, not just single people, but those of you who've been married for 30, 40 years. Valentine's Day, how important is Valentine's Day the longer you go into a relationship? I think, obviously, it's important regularly to remind the person you are with that you still care for them, right? There's no need to lose the spark. I feel like I'm writing a Backstreet Boys song. There's no need to lose the spark. You know, you keep on just reminding that person, you know, through it all, I'm here for you. I love you. But do I have to spend $500 on you on Valentine's Day? Is that the right way to present the conversation? But I did say before the break, to those of you who are single out there, you know, I would not rush into a relationship just to say I'm with someone for Valentine's Day. Like, I don't think that's all that important, right? I mean, Valentine's Day, what, it's going to be cold, right? I don't know what that has to do with Valentine's Day, but it's going to be cold on Valentine's Day. Every time I think about going out for Valentine's Day, it's walking in the cold to get to a nice fancy restaurant. But again, I don't remember the last time we actually went out for Valentine's Day. And again, that's not that there's no love. It's just that, you know, we've been together for a while now. We spend money, you know, on other things. But I'd like to know with you, 803-0930, star 930, single people, what's the dating scene in Buffalo? Last year, Buffalo was like a top five dating city. That's not what I remember. What's the reality? What are you noticing out there? But I do want to give advice, and I tell this story every year around Valentine's Day. And, you know, we all learn lessons, right? We've all been in the relationship that we were in too long. We've all been in the relationship with the person who just did not feel the same way about you. You look back and you go, well, then why were you even dating me, right? We've all had that relationship. We've all had that experience. So this is years and years ago, right? A dumber Joe Beamer. And I thought dating someone. You never know now, right? I was dating someone, and Valentine's Day came along, and I was very excited. It was, oh, I'm going to buy all this nice stuff and go out to a nice dinner. We followed it up with a movie that was awful. And I'm going to throw this great Valentine's Day, right? Express my love through gifts. Now, obviously, love is not material, right? You can express love without spending in lots of money, but I was young and dumb. So bought all this stuff. Oh, so excited, you know? And Valentine's Day gets here. It's the night of. We're going to go out to dinner. We're going to exchange these gifts. I was so excited. And, you know, I exchanged my gifts, and I had this very nice letter written. And it was beautiful, I thought. You know, because I write like I talk, so maybe it wasn't as beautiful as I thought it was. And, you know, and then she gives me the card. And again, cards are great. Nothing written in it, just her name. As I went like to all this stuff, and again, like I said, it's not material. There could be words in the card, nothing from the heart, just what Hallmark put and her name at the bottom. That was it. That was it. But you know, at the time, you're young, you're dumb, you're blind by love. You think, oh, this is great. She got me something. A $3 card. Again, money's not an issue. I'm not saying money's an issue. And, you know, didn't think anything of it. Obviously, the next month, I got dumped right here in the beautiful Odyssey parking lot. At the time, it was the Intercom parking lot. But those are lessons learned, right? And then you look for those signals. So now you know, okay, don't be blinded early on in dating. And let me tell you, it was a lot different. The first Valentine's Day with my wife, she also got me a lot of amazing gifts, but it was about the card. And I still somewhere have the first card my wife gave me on our first Valentine's Day. And it was a beautiful, you know, just from the heart. And that's when you know this person is putting the same in to this relationship as I am. Because I do feel once one person's not putting as much in as the other, you either have to address what the issue is or it's not really worth the time anymore. Again, I'm not giving advice. I'm just telling you what I think. But that is one of the things about trying to rush yourself into a relationship now on dating Sunday so you can be with someone on Valentine's Day is, well, you might have the same experience young, dumb Joe Beamer had on a Valentine's Day long, long ago. So maybe just, you know, hey, if the right person appears, well, then that's great. But I wouldn't force anything. I think that could just end up with more heartbreak and, you know, not a good start to your focus on dating resolution that apparently so many New Yorkers have made. 803-0930, star 930. I'd love to hear, you know, this must mean we don't have many single people in the audience, which is great. But I'd like to hear, like, where's the place to meet up? Is it really all about the apps now? Is that how you meet people? You know, I have a friend who, hopefully he's not listening, but he is what I call habitually single. He's always single. And he's on the apps. But is that really the way to meet people? I mean, can you still meet someone in a bar or at the grocery store? According to the New York Post, the hot place to meet people now is the airport, which that was the premise of a show on of an episode of the show How I Met Your Mother, where they go to an airport to meet women. I didn't know that was really a thing, but according to the New York Post, the airport is a hot place to meet singles. Now, I remember when it was the grocery store was the hot place to meet singles, right? You go to the grocery store on a Friday night. That was the advice. I remember hearing or reading early on in my 20s. Didn't work out for me. I never met anyone at the grocery store. But, you know, meeting someone at a bar, getting set up, is that still a thing or is it just the apps now? Are we all using the apps to meet people? Not we all. I'm not on the apps to meet people, but single people. 803-0930, star 930 is the number to get on. Would love to know the answer to those questions. Are you taking part in Dating Sunday? I can't imagine that Dating Sunday is going to be very popular in Western New York. The Bills play at 8:20, right? A lot of people, if you're like me, you know, old, you're going to try to fit a nap somewhere Sunday afternoon before the game. So I just can't imagine that that's going to be a big event here in Western New York, but we'll have to wait and see. Because apparently around the nation, Sunday is a busy day for first dates of people who use Tinder. And Tinder just gets busier and busier on Valentine's Day. I also don't understand that thinking. So February 13th, you're you know, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left on Tinder. What, hoping you find a date for the next day, and then what are you going to do? Because any restaurant you want to take someone to the next day has been filled up for like 2 months. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't get the premise, and I think it's ill-advised to rush into a relationship. I mean, I can see someone, again, going back to the social media thing, I can see someone like in high school or someone in their 20s saying, yeah, I want to go out on Valentine's Day. I need someone to go out with on Valentine's Day. I think the older you get, like, the less important that is. Well, I just want to find someone, right? And when I find the right person, well, then when Valentine's Day comes around, I'll have a date for Valentine's Day. I don't know. Maybe I'm just too disconnected from the subject. 803-0930, star 930. Beamer in for Bowerly on News Radio 930. WBEN, taking your calls on a variety of topics. Still looking for someone who was at the Amherst town meeting yesterday to call in and tell us what exactly took place. We also had calls on Dave's Hot Chicken. And we have three in favor, one who was disappointed by it, as we did a segment. What do we call that segment? I had a great name for it, and I didn't write it down. It was like, you know, Choose Joe's Dinner or something. And when we come back after the break, Robbie Raw will be here, and we'll be talking about those fitness trends for 2024. As I said during the break, or I said before the break, there's these ads on Facebook, on YouTube, of this guy. He, you know, he's in great shape, good for him, but he's like, which one of these do you think I'm eating for dinner? And it's a salad and a pizza, right? And of course, you're looking and you go, the salad. Of course, this guy's going to eat the salad. And he's like, well, I'm not eating this salad. And he throws it into the trash and he goes, I'm eating this pizza. You know, I want to eat pizza and be in great shape. It's like, wow, okay, what's that plan? How do I get on that plan? We're going to ask Robbie about that and what she thinks about that and everything. If you have a question for Robbie Raw, 803-0930, star 930. If there's something you want her to address, we have now, this will be the third year in a row that we've talked to Robbie the first week of the new year. And hopefully this is the year where the advice sticks. Because, you know, I hate to harp on it because I've talked about this, I think, every day for the last 2 weeks. But, you know, I look at old pictures of me. I'm like, oh my gosh. Obviously, I didn't look good. We can go back to the two swipe rights on Tinder Gold over 30 days. But, you know, compared to now, I'm like, oh, I'd be really happy if I could get back looking like that. But 3 years and just can't make any move. I've gotten to the point where I'm not putting any more weight on, so that's great. But I'm not taking any of it off, right? And I still have all these old clothes that I just would love to fit into. Again, it's a goal of mine. I've got two vacations this year where I will end up on a beach. I know, bad news for everyone else on the beach. So I'd like to, you know, lose a little weight. I'd like to, on one of those trips, not have to wear a shirt to the beach. You know what I mean? So we'll get talking with Robbie Rawl about that after the news with Tom Puckett. It's Beamer in for Bowerly. Great to be with you. Happy you've decided to tune in here on News Radio 930 WBEN.